This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. Millions of people around the world celebrated Earth Day earlier this week, and Antoinette Grajeda discovered that Mercy Hospital in Northwest Arkansas is launching a new recycling effort. Here's her story.
A few years ago, Mercy, the sixth largest Catholic healthcare system in the country, started working on a green initiative. According to a news release published in April of 2010, in the span of 9 months, Mercy, which at that time included a group of 30 hospitals in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma, saved nearly $800,000 and diverted more than 20,000 pounds of waste from local landfills. Mercy Hospital, Northwest Arkansas and Rogers, has continued that commitment to sustainability. About 2 weeks ago, the hospital implemented a new program to recycle the blue wrap used to keep instruments going into an operating room sterile. The idea for the program was born from a partnership with Fayetteville-based P3 Waste Consulting. Vice President of Operations Scott Swearingen says a big part of what P3 Waste Consulting does is analyzing companies' waste streams and then figuring out if there's a more efficient way to handle it. In this instance, analysis involved a trip to the landfill.
I actually met the truck out there whenever they were dumping the compactor from the hospital. And once we got out, we suited up, biohazard suits, gloves, masks, and literally dug into the mountain of trash that came out of the compactor. And we started analyzing exactly what was in there. That's really the only way to get a sense of exactly, you know, the week's worth of trash, what it looks like.
Swearingen says they found the biggest portion of the hospital's waste was coming from the operating room. He says what seems like a simple recycling initiative can become complicated quickly because of how regulated the OR is. For example, all materials coming in and out of the room have to be accounted for. After working on this program for a bit, the blue wrap now has a specific path from the ORs on the third floor to a loading dock located on the west side of the hospital.
So right now we're down on the ground floor. The material gets generated up on the third floor, so it has to make the trip down the elevator into the central processing area, where we'll then get sorted out and brought outside.
On the loading dock, the hospital's waste is separated into different bins. Medical waste is disposed into red containers that are placed on some metal shelving. Cardboard is placed into one bin, paper and plastic are both placed into another, and trash is placed in yet another dumpster. The blue wrap, which is tied up in clear plastic bags, is placed into one of two smaller metal bins sitting on the dock. Swearingen says the blue wrap is regulated, so it can't be remanufactured into the same sterile wrap, but it can be made into other items like a dog bowl, a park bench, or even a recycle can. Before all that can happen, though, the material has to be hauled off and sold to a buyer. That's where the Benton County Solid Waste District comes in.
It's a number 5 polypropylene plastic wrap, and what this is used for is to keep the equipment sterile as it goes pre-case into the room. And once the equipment is inside a sterile environment, they're able to unwrap it. That wrap is then placed in the recycle container where previously it would go into the trash. But it's a very desirable plastic. People want it. Unfortunately, it's bulky and it's a little light, so it's not easily diverted into an amount that people are willing to pick up a lot of times, which is where we were able to partner with the Benton County Solid Waste District and bring them in as the people that actually haul the material.
Swearingen says once the hospital fills its bins, the Benton County Solid Waste District will pick up the blue wrap and store the material in one of its facilities. Once there is enough material to create a load, the Waste District will send it out of state to a buyer. Swearingen says this program, which is the first of its kind in Arkansas and one of only a handful in the region, really highlights the Waste District's commitment to forming local partnerships that create a good value for Benton County businesses. He says the program also highlights Mercy's commitment to sustainability. Since opening in 2008, Mercy's Rogers Hospital has received the Energy Star label from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency 5 times. In addition to using less energy, Rick Barclay, Vice President in Administration at Mercy Hospital in Rogers, says he thinks they are doing things that are pretty creative in the healthcare industry.
With lighting, you know, we've gone to a lot of automatic shutoff and light harvesting to where we're blessed with a really bright building with lots of windows. And so we have gained, we feel like we're doing very well in our energy management by seeing the lights that shut off automatically after a certain number of minutes. motion detectors in certain areas like bathrooms. And we recycle batteries, we recycle cardboard, and then we also really discourage printing. We've moved, you know, to electronic health record. We have where people can access their record online. So we've watched our printing really, really reduce, and we've established a day of the week, which is No Print Thursday, where we ask people, do not print unless you absolutely have to.
Adding the blue wrap recycling program to the hospital's sustainability practices will help Mercy Northwest Arkansas reduce waste and save money. Barclay explains they have to pay a fee each time the trash dumpster is pulled. Originally, the dumpster had to be pulled a couple of times a week, but Barclay says he thinks they can get that down to once a week, which would save them about $250 every week. While cost savings are important to a business, Barclay says doing the right thing is also valuable.
You know, we try to look at the cost side, but we also, as we have a sister of Mercy, Sister Anita DeSalvo, who participates on our green team, she continues talking about us being a good steward of the earth, and it's just the right thing to do, and it fits the Mercy charisms. And so we do look at a return on investment, but we also look at, we try to do things because it's the right thing to do as well.
For more information, you can visit mercy.net/northwestarar, or you can visit p3wc.com.